We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Made with real fruit, real juice, and real energy.
Who's thirsty?
Podcast. And I almost just wanted to say my old podcast name. I'm my friend Carrie, who's going to talk about... I'm just going to let her... I'll just let her talk. Welcome on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Women Podcast.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'm happy to be here. And so I'm just going to go ahead and introduce myself and we can kind of go from there. My name is Carrie Lonnie. So I go by Carrie. You don't have to include Lonnie. It's my middle name. Long story. But I help mostly women, but through my life, I've mentored men and I have boys, but I help people overcome their limiting beliefs and take small baby steps of bold action towards their ideal lifestyle. So a lot of the time, this kind of manifests through business, because for me, it always came back to money. But when it really comes down to being successful and finding happiness, it all comes down to mindset and mental health and making sure that you're kind of on the ball and taking care of yourself so that you can show up for other people. So that's kind of what I do. I help other people learn how to take care of themselves.
Gee, I wish I met you years ago. So what made you want to get into helping people take care of themselves?
Well, you know, I think it's kind of the age-old story of learning the hard way. So I ended up being a teen mom, and I had my first baby, and then I had another baby, and then I ran into somebody in the grocery store that knew me in high school and said, "What is your job? Are you just a baby maker now?" You know, and that kind of hit me hard, because I was like, well, yeah, kind of. You know, I really didn't do anything except for take care of my family. And so I neglected myself for long enough that it became a problem. And I kind of had to learn how to rebuild who I was from the ground up. That took a lot of work and it took a lot of time. And I did it all on my own because I didn't realize that there were other people that were out there like willing to walk me through these steps and help me take these leaps. And it took me almost 5 years from the time that I started and realized, like, I don't want to just be like stuck where I am now, you know? And so kind of my mission really is to help accelerate the process for other people, because I know what the what it looks like on the other side of this journey. And it's an incredible thing. And, you know, I have the power and I run a successful business from home and I take care of my 3 kids full time. You know, I'm basically a stay-at-home mom. It's like a dream that I never realized could even happen. And so my job really is to help inspire other people and help them like get rid of all of that junk that they've been carrying around, all of those crappy beliefs that are holding them back, and then walk them through the process so that they can get to the other side as well, but faster than what I did.
Well, I can relate with all of that because I had a lot of limiting beliefs. Probably with all the 90 plus hours of work that I've did over the last 3 years. Back 2017 when I started on WordPress, and I had so many a lot of disabilities of everything. Of just like, I can't do this anymore. And it's like, I feel like I'm an imposter. And it's like, people are going to say, oh, and it's like, just because you're, and it's like, oh, boo-hoo for the person who has autism. Oh, who wants to read any of that articles? Well, I still kind of periodically have those beliefs, but then somehow over the these few years of running Crazy Fitness Guy, I've seen that a lot of people want to read my stuff because I got into Google News, and I went from, and I even had Google who doubted anybody wanted to read this. I went from like probably like a few people following me on Google News up to like the last time I checked was like almost 1,500, and I was like, man, people at Google must be really kicking themselves right now.
That's awesome.
I like to think that way.
Right? Well, yeah, and you know, like I think going into it with a positive attitude and always assuming that people are on your side is a great way to like keep yourself motivated, because if we're always in our heads thinking, no, we can't do that, or like, what if that person doesn't like how I talk to them, or what if they think I'm spammy or salesy, or they don't want to read my stuff, that's going to drag you down and you're not going to reach your goals, right? So I like to, and it takes time to like teach your brain how to do this on its own without having to be conscious about it, but always think on the positive side, always assume the positive, you know, that person is excited to hear from you and they want to hear about what you do. You know what I mean? And so I love that you've had that experience with your, you know, with your blog. That's amazing.
So how, what do you think causes these negative beliefs?
Well, I think that they're things that we kind of absorb from other people. So from the moment that we're born, we are surrounded by other people's beliefs, whether they're truth or just like this idea that they've created or that's been passed on through the generations. It, you know, it doesn't really matter. You still absorb it at the same level. So if you're surrounded by people that have limiting beliefs, you're going to pick those up. And as you go through life, you know, you get more and more of these. And I think that that's part of why people that have had a really negative life experience, you know, they have had like a rough childhood, or they've gone through a lot of trauma, or they have, you know, disabilities that weren't addressed and they didn't get the support that they needed. I think that that's why they have so much more to sift through before they get to the other side. And it's also kind of where we get stuck because it feels really overwhelming. And I think a lot of people that are in that space don't realize that there's help and that there are people that will like.
Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Sidekick Browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity, and let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a sidebar, built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold, because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you.
I'm in energy just trying to book my podcast, and then what if I don't get enough guests on time? You know, so I had that fear that was holding me back from starting it. And then as soon as I got 3 guests, I was like, wait a second, this isn't hard. Like, that was just holding me back. That's not something to let me, like, to hold me back from what could be, you know, an absolute game changer for my business. Who knows, you know? And so I think that we have those beliefs because we're surrounded by people that have never learned how to overcome their limiting beliefs. And so we have to figure out how to get into a space where we're around people that do know how, and we can learn those tools instead of picking up the negative. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And would you think, in your opinion, would you say people could also get just their negative outlook on life by watching the news too much?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that anything that has a negative undertone is going to affect your energy. So, you know, everything in life is really, it's energy. You know, if you think about it, like atoms are literally little particles that are like bouncing around and they create solid things. And so, you know, if we can get into the science of it, but really what it comes down to is when you're surrounded by all of these negative thoughts and negative situations, that's what your brain is consuming. And when your brain is consuming that, that's what it focuses on. So if you're focusing on negative things like watching the news too much or always looking at like the like what is happening that is bad around you, then your brain is automatically going to assume a negative outlook.
So how would you train, how can someone train their brain to stop thinking negatively or maybe not so much negatively, like every single comment is negative, but like perhaps maybe one or two negative thoughts once it like spread out in a day. So it's not like, oh, it's here's a negative, here's a negative, here's a negative, and every single sentence that comes out of the mouth is negative, 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 and negative.
Right. So I would say like almost pre-first step. I don't know how else to put that. So it's to be willing and open to changing in the first place. So a lot of the time we've gotten stuck in this cycle because the people around us are also stuck in this cycle, and it makes us relatable and it makes it really easy to be like, hey, how are you? And then, oh, let's rant together and let's connect on this really basic, shallow level of just complaining, right? And you have to be willing to let go of that if you want to improve your mindset, because you're going to find that as you change, it's harder to connect with people that are not willing to change, you know? So I'd say, first of all, be willing to change your life. Like, I know that sounds silly because who doesn't want a dream life, right? But mm-hmm. We all find like that human connection super comforting. And so if you're not willing to make the changes, they're never going to happen. But then the step after that is to start catching yourself. So every time you think something negative and you're like, wait a second, and then replace that thought. So if there's like, you're going to start noticing patterns. For example, I am not a morning person. I struggle to wake up by nature. You know, it's like I'm a total night owl, and my kids go to school now. And so I really want to make it so that I have my evenings off and I work during the day. And in order to do that, I had to rewrite that whole concept of like, I'm not a morning person and I can't get up and be productive, you know? So when I wake up and I'd be like, ugh, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. This sucks. You know? And then I'd catch myself and be like, wait a second, you're doing this for a reason. And then it'd be like, waking up in the morning at 6 o'clock is enabling me to live my dream lifestyle and spend time with my family, you know? And so catching yourself and rewriting your story is kind of like the first step of being able to shift out of that, like, never-ending negative cycle.
I am totally not a night person. I mean, like, I'm good until like maybe 10:30, and then I'm starting like, okay, my eyes are really getting tired. I'm getting bored, and then when I get bored, I'm doing stupid stuff. I mean, not like dangerously stupid stuff, but I'm like, I'm scrolling through news feeds on my phone, and then I was like, yeah, this is really, really stupid.
Right?
And then the next morning, I'm like,
Yeah. Well, see, that's kind of what I had to do, was like flip the perspective from like, ugh, I don't want to be a morning person, to like, okay, being a morning person is going to change my life. Let's do this. You know what I mean? And it's really like you can take the same path and get completely different outcomes depending on your attitude towards the situation and your perspective on it, you know? So
I think that's what happened. I think you and me kind of had similar situations a little bit, because I didn't really like getting up super early in the morning. I was definitely not a morning person growing up, because I absolutely hated going to public school and everything. And I slept in on the weekends until like probably 9-10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm not really sure why, but probably because I stayed up late. I mean, my parents didn't like let me do anything I wanted to do, but it's like once I was in my bedroom, it's not like they're gonna keep coming in and check on me and say, "Are you asleep? Are you asleep? Are you asleep?" There was. It's not like I've. But anyway. But then after high school and after 3 years, and then after high school, my mom said, like, you have to start becoming a morning person, have some kind of routine. And that's when I decided to start waking up at a certain time. So I was like, okay, 6 o'clock is too early, and 6:30 is still too early. So I said 7 o'clock because it's like, okay, it's not too early, it's not too late. The sun will be up, and so then it's like, okay, I don't have an excuse to go back to sleep. Or I feel like, oh, it's like it's still dark outside. But then once I got into college, I mean, I've been in college for one too many years. For this semester, some of my classes were early, and because I like to start, I like to wake up at 7. But then I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to push waking up. Wake up at 6:30 so I can get my workout in, and then I'm going to do whatever I have to do from one or a few tasks for my business before school, because afterwards I'm going to do some marketing, because I know if I had to edit a podcast or blog after it, the chances of that me doing that is very, very slim. because I know I'm like, this is too much information from after school, and stop banging my head against the wall. Yeah, it's terrible.
Managing your energy, and I love that you are like aware of that, because it's super important, and it's a skill that a lot of people lack, being able to look at your life and be like, no, there's no way I can fit that in, because I'm going to be exhausted after I do that. I'm not going to be able to actually retain the information and do the job efficiently, you know? And so I totally commend you on managing your energy like that, and being willing to take those steps towards creating a time blocking schedule, really is what it sounds like you do, that works for you. And I talk about that a lot, managing your energy, because, you know, like I said, I have 3 kids and I run a business from home and my kids are with me. So my boys are in school, but my 3-year-old is always with me. And I have to manage my energy, because I'm not only doing the mom stuff, I'm doing the business stuff too. And it takes, you know, a lot of juggling to be like, okay, you know, you can't just go hard all the time. You're going to burn out if you do that. And so you have to be conscious of where you're going to need the break, and then figure out how to get the break that you need, right?
Yeah. How many people can relate that we all burnt out? I have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've totally burnt out before. Absolutely. I think that's part of what I try to teach people, is how to not burn out, you know?
Well, this year, especially because of the coronavirus, but, you know, I actually heard this podcaster said before, oh no, is this copyright? I don't remember the podcaster, but oh well. This person said that you should, it's like, you should schedule your times throughout the year of when you're going to take a break. And so what I decided to do is follow her. I don't remember if it was a her or a guy. Their advice then. Because I knew if I planned out my breaks, I'm going to take those breaks. And so it's funny, at the beginning, earlier today, I already blocked off 3 weeks of vacation just for the end of the year. Originally, it's only 2 weeks, but since I might be going to Chicago and visit my cousins, I was like, if somebody wants me to be a guest, I'll be a guest, but I'm not going to do any more guest recordings during that week, and then afterwards it's Christmas and holidays and New Year's, and it's like, I'm taking 3 weeks. And it's like, if people don't like it, I'm sorry, but you know, I planned, I was like, I had smaller vacations, a week, five, like maybe 3 days here, a day for my birthday, but I was like, mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, I'm going the full blast, and it's like, vacation!
That's the awesome part of it, though, is that you have the power to do that, because you're running your own business, right? And you're like, you're the one in charge. You get to call the shots. That's part of the appeal, and it's a beautiful thing, for sure. So good job for blocking that time out.
And trust me, it's not a vacation every single time when I'm, I mean, it's not a joyride every single time for business, because I still have some tools that break on me occasionally, pretty much like once in a blue moon, but then it's not too painful to deal with, because at least then it's really mostly on the company's fault, not mine.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of it comes down to just communicating. And I like to say, don't have low expectations. Don't have high expectations. Just have no expectations. Show up and just be willing to like move with whatever happens, you know, adapt. And you're going to be disappointed way less often. So that's one of the things. Like, I know that before when we talked, we spoke a little bit about, like you mentioned, having a part-time job. In order to like make sure that you can keep doing things and that your business, you know, takes off. And I actually, like, I totally agree with that. I would say my breakthrough was when I went and I became a server. So I'd been trying to blog for almost 3 years, and I'd been doing it with all the kids. And, you know, it was really difficult just to like balance everything. And I didn't have any money really to put into it. So I was just bootstrapping it all and doing everything I could by myself. So I ended up going out and getting a serving position, and I worked outside of the home 3 days a week. It was really long days, but I ended up making enough money that suddenly my blog became a passion project instead of like, I have to make money off of this right now. And the pressure was gone, and everything changed for me at that point, because it took the pressure off. And then suddenly I had all of this energy, and I felt excited about what I was doing, and I was doing things that felt good and aligned with the message I wanted to share, instead of doing things that felt spammy and salesy and not good, you know, that people weren't responding to anyways, because I was so desperate, you know? So yeah, I totally agree with, you know, I believe like the end game for me, and like what I would love to see the world transition into, is kind of like, screw corporate. They don't exist anymore. It's all small business. We all like help each other and like rise together, you know, because there's just room for everyone. But in the meantime, if you need to go and work for somebody else so that you can make sure that you have like less stress and you can come and show up from a place of authenticity, then absolutely take that path, you know?
Yeah. And I have to admit, I do not have a part-time job at the moment. And I'm not saying because I don't agree with my own advice. It's just that because I'm slightly autistic, I need a little bit extra time doing homework, and my homework assignments tend to be multiple step homework assignments. It's not just answering a question. I'm writing a 6 to 8 page research paper.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I need time, and I mean, like, I know there's only 24 hours in a day, and people might say, oh well, just stay up, and it's like, I don't function staying up,
right.
And it's like, and that's what happened with me on WordPress, is that when I was staying up very late working on it, I break more crap.
Yeah, no, for sure, I totally agree with that. And I would say that, you know, you're in college, which is a part-time job on its own, you know, or more. And so
I just don't get paid for it.
yeah, you're paying for it. But, you know, it takes up that chunk of your time. So I guess, like, I come from a place where I was a stay-at-home mom, and it felt like I had all of this time, but I actually didn't have all of this time because I had all of my other responsibilities. And then I was trying to fit a business.
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions, like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting. just like video games and whatnot, but it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, so I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information. Are you stuck with and you don't know what to do for dinner? Well, let me tell you about this awesome, amazing company called Eat Clean Bro. You get healthy recipes.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
Delivered right to your door. They're fresh. They're cooked for you. And all you have to do is heat it up in a microwave or oven. It's simple, quick and easy. Affordable, and each meal is delicious. I found them through Tiger Shulman's Karate, and I joined them and partnered with them because I think you will like them too. And I absolutely love their meals. They're fresh, authentic, and it's all around great food that you normally think, oh gee, this would take hours to cook, but they already took out all the cooking for you. All you have to do is heat it up in the microwave. How simple is that? Or the stove, or the oven. So go check out Eat Clean Bro in the links in the show notes for more information about them.
Do you like Crazy Fitness Guy and want us to stay in business? Consider becoming a subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. By becoming a premium podcast subscriber, you will be helping support our mission, which is to help educate people about autism and change their perspective so that they can look at it as a unique gift instead of a disease that needs to be cured. At Crazy Fitness Guy, there is only me, aka Jimmy Clare. I am what you call an indie podcaster, meaning there is no company backing Crazy Fitness Guy. So in other words, if I run out of money, there will be no more crazyfitnessguy.com. By becoming a premium podcast subscriber, you will get these exclusive benefits like ad-free content, so you do not have to listen to ads like this one anymore. Behind-the-scenes access, you will get sneak peek previews of upcoming shows, and you will get early access to episodes before it's released worldwide. Crazy Fitness Guy's premium podcast has been featured over 9+ countries around the world. So just think about that. If you like these exclusive benefits, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/support for more information. I hope you will consider supporting me and Crazy Fitness Guy for years to come. Thank you for your generous support over the years. It means a lot to me.
Thank you.
Listen. And the like business side of it felt really stressful because it was like in my brain the key to getting to where I wanted to go. And I know like it always comes back to money, you know, like everything that I dig into, it feels like it always comes back to money because that is like a very tangible way to see the return on what we're doing, you know. But I wasn't getting anywhere, and it was stressful, and it felt really hard, and then it became not fun anymore, and I didn't even want to do it, you know. And by getting a part-time job, I was able to pay for daycare, which was actually really good for my kids, and like pay off my debt, and then I could show up, and I had like more energy than I'd ever had before, you know. So I just, like, if things are feeling hard, there's probably a reason, and you should look at like that root cause and shift. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And if somebody want, for me, what I've been doing, like I write in a digital journal. Some people might like to write in a paper one, but for me, I lose paper. My handwriting is sloppy as heck. I write like a 2-year-old. Actually, no, I think a 2-year-old might be write better than me. But I like to write digitally because I'm more organized digitally than I am. I'm just going to say go with that. I have a lot of digital tools on my phone. Like I have, when you said of time blocking, I have an app for time blocking that syncs with my Google Calendar. I used to use my Google Calendar for everything of time blocking, but I got so overwhelmed. I saw, you know how like do you use Google Calendar? Well, you know how you can like color code everything? Well, I pretty much, since I had everything in my calendar, it looked like so many Skittles and everything, just so many rainbows and everything. And it was like, I was overwhelmed. But, and of course mine open, for whatever reason, it opens to the month view. And so every time when I go into a calendar, it's like, no, I'm scared. I was like, no. But, and I know when I go to just to that, a particular day, it wasn't really that scary. It was manageable, but just opening up that. So I finally just found another app that synced with it. And so I put all my details in that block scheduling app. And I just put all my most important, events like podcasting, my blogging schedule and like my working schedule when I'm done with school and everything, and my class schedule and my Google Calendar as the most important. I mean, they're all important to me in some way, shape or form, but I couldn't find like doctor appointments after a while. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I've had everything in one place, and I do have some all-in-one tools on my computer, but at least I can find crap in there. But in my calendar, I was like, this is overwhelming. I can't do this anymore. I use this thing every single day. I can't find this. My mom's like, this is like, Jim, when do you see this doctor? Let me maybe consult my calendar. I don't know.
Right. Well, I love that you found a solution. That's, you know, I think, like, I've also gone through that struggle, and I kind of like, I just write a to-do list every night before I go to bed, and then I get up and I look at it, and then I check my calendar for the really important stuff I can't miss, you know? So I'm glad that you figured it out. I would love to hear, you know, like, I'd love to learn the name of that. What's the app that you use?
It's called,
can't even form the question.
I've been there too. It's called, where the heck is it? Where is it? I'm too organized that I can't find crap on my phone. Awesome.
That's so
it's
funny.
It's called TimeTune. I don't know if they have an Apple one. Let me Google it while I'm on the show. TimeTune. For people who are listening, this thing is the most light-saving app ever. If I can find their website. I believe it's only for Android, but I could be totally wrong. How do they not even have like a button for Android? But they have Android. Well, it looks like they only have Android. But I'm sure there's probably an Apple one for Apple.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if they don't. Or there might be some other third-party app out there. But I use that, and I use Microsoft To-Do List because I'm kind of, and I know I'm not a big fan of every corporate company, but just some of, I like stuff that syncs across my devices. I have three devices, and if I'm not using one, I'm always using a mix of the three. And if I had to go back onto one computer just to view something or a piece of paper and carry it with me all the time, it's like, well, this is very inconvenient.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally understand that. User experience is extremely important. So for any small businesses out there listening, you know, make sure that it's, you like, do your best to make it as convenient as possible, right?
Yeah. And, but also, what do you think, for people who, where do you think, what is the best thing, I mean, what's the best, step for people to take in order to change their annoying beliefs? Do you think writing in a journal would help, or, seeing a therapist?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I have a few things I can say about this. First of all, I think that writing in a journal, if you feel stuck and you're like, I don't even have a clue what to do next, writing in a journal is a great step because you're documenting what is happening. And just like before, you're going to start to notice patterns. And then you're going to be able to like recognize, okay, these are the things that I'm doing that are making it so that I'm feeling stuck, you know, or the things that need to change or the things that we need to work on. You know, and so that's like something that you can do 100% by yourself without any help from an expert or whatever. As far as like therapy goes, I think that therapy is helpful for people that have a lot of trauma or grief or really like deep-seated problems that are holding them back. But I also don't think that it gives results as quickly as some of these like newer things. So I personally would recommend working with a therapist and a life coach if that's your situation, because basically life coaches help you start from now and look at your life and figure out where you want to be. And then, like I said before, they hold your hand and they walk you through it, and everything that pops up, they help you address. So it's like you're walking through this labyrinth, but you have somebody that actually knows how to get there, and they're going to help you overcome like which direction should I turn? You know, they're going to help you figure that out so that you can get to the end goal that you want to get to. And I find that that's really, helpful for most people. Even like, you know, therapy has like a really negative stigma attached to it because, you know, if you have to go to therapy, something's wrong with you, blah, blah, blah. I totally don't agree with that. I think that most people will benefit from it. But I also think that it is a slower path. Like, it's almost like mending your insides rather than learning how to just like break through them and get to the next level so that that stuff isn't even an issue in your life anymore because you just left it behind. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I admit that I also see a therapist just because sometimes I need somebody to vent to because my parents get annoyed when I vent at them. They don't have patience to hear me vent, but yet they like to vent to me, around me, and it's like, so it's one-sided, cool.
Right.
Appreciate it. But I also have to say, when I'm writing in the journal, I found out why I always I tend to get annoyed really quick when something doesn't go my way. I mean, not like acting like a 2-year-old or anything, or a 5-year-old, or a bratty kid, but I mean, like when something breaks, like an important marking tool for me that I use, I was like. It kind of gets me frustrated because I can, all these thoughts race in my head, and it's like, please don't tell me I'm gonna have to replace this tool. And it's like, there's only so many free options out there that I can't.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month.
Hydro Flask is the best water bottle, in my opinion, because it keeps my water nice, cold, and refreshing throughout the day. And yes, I do drink a lot of water throughout the day, so even though it stays colder for longer, I still like having a reusable water bottle like Hydro Flask because it just sits on my desk and it just sits on my desk and reminds me, hey, you gotta drink water. And Hydro Flask, it keeps it cold longer, which makes me want to drink more water throughout the day because, you know, there's nothing worse than drinking warm water. Go to hydroflask.com and use the link in the show notes. And yes, I do get a small commission from Hydro Flask, so which also helps support the show. So tell them I sent you. Use the link below, and yeah, check out hydroflask.com for more information. The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, so I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to learn more information.
To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
I can't go digging through the whole internet just to find something. I was like, and then that's when I get like, it kind of puts me in, I wouldn't say shock, but it kind of just makes my, and it just makes me, it could just, yeah, it kind of freezes me up and everything. And then I kind of get all into the really annoyed mood. And then it kind of just like ruins like maybe an hour or two of my day. And when I was younger, my whole day. And so when I've been writing my journal, I look back and say, wait, this is what's caused it. And so one day when this tool broke, at first I thought it was maybe something else. Well, I knew that annoyed me, but then at the I knew I was annoyed at that, but then and then it just continued, and I was just getting annoyed at everything there afterwards. And then, so then when I was writing back in my journal, I like to do it at night before I go to bed, and it's like, So what caused all of this? And I look back and it's like, just that one tool that is totally important that made all my branding possible and layouts for social media possible. And it's like, that's what messed up my afternoon of this one afternoon. But the good part is that I figured it out. And so basically I kind of turned myself around that day and to tell myself and say, this wasn't your fault. You didn't get annoyed just for no reason. This is a big tool that was placed in a very important part. It wasn't just like a small little tool that's just like, well, I use it once, like every 3 months. And I was like, if it broke, I could care less, but it's like one of the very important rings in the Lord of the Rings. One ring to rule them all.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that. You know, and it's the total, like, it's a natural response. Everybody struggles with that. All we can do is learn our triggers so that we can avoid them and learn how to control our reactions so that we don't end up wasting hours out of our day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that you can get there with a life coach or with a therapist. And it really depends on kind of like the level of help that you need and whether you're focused on like preserving your relationships and fixing your past and working through all of that, or if you're looking like towards reaching your goals and just getting there as fast as you can. And like I said before, the most effective method would be to work with both. You know, some life coaches are actually licensed therapists as well. I'm not one of them. I am not a licensed therapist. I do have a lot of life experience that backs up what I teach, you know, and the methods that I teach are pretty effective and people see good results with them. But I think that it kind of comes down to how much digging you want to do, because there are methods of like working through these limiting beliefs and getting rid of the triggers that don't even involve like talking about your childhood or any of that like typical therapy stuff that they like you think of when you think of a, you know, therapy.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you teach besides taking care of oneself?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the, like my favorite, like most simplistic things to just kind of start rewriting your brain is to use affirmations every day. And I believe in writing your own. So what you're doing is like every morning you wake up and you look at yourself in the mirror and you tell yourself these things, and it's almost like brainwashing yourself, but your brain actually has a path that have been cut into it. And you have to like, these can be rerouted almost like a river, you know, and wherever you put more water, it's going to go. So you can like start to create like a little stream and then grow it. And so, and like turn it from being like a negative roaring river that's like taking over your whole life to like nurturing this stream of positivity, I guess is like kind of a metaphor that maybe might make sense. But affirmations are so easy and they're so simple. And just the secret to using affirmations is to make them something that you can believe. So, you know, if you have, like, for example, if you're going to school and you have terrible testing anxiety, instead of telling yourself every day being like, oh, I'm terrible at taking tests and I'm going to fail because blah, 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 you know, we all go down those like paths, you know, wake up and be like, I think that I'm, you know, I'm a decent test taker. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to get an A plus on this test. Like, I'm just going to kill it. I'm not going to get any answers wrong. You know, so I think that that's kind of a misunderstanding that people have. Because if you're lying to your
brain. No pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're lying to yourself, like deep down inside, you don't believe it anyway. And so it's going to take you months of repeating that phrase over and over again to actually rewrite that belief. It'll work if you're consistent and you do it all the time. But the like faster path is to just make it something you can believe and be like, I'm not afraid of taking a test. This is easy. Taking tests is easy. That's all you have to do. You know, like my daughter is 3 and she helps me put her laundry away. And like, I sit there and she does it and I watch her and support her, you know, and offer like moral support. And she gets frustrated sometimes when the basket is really full because it looks overwhelming, even though it's not hard. It's going to take us 10 minutes or less, you know? And, So one of the things that I tell her all the time is she'll be like, oh, it's too hard, I can't do it. And I'll say, it's not hard. Cleaning is easy, you know? And as soon as I say that, like two or three times, she goes, you're right, Mom, cleaning is easy. And she gets it done in like 2 minutes. Yeah. And so it's just about like retraining yourself to believe in yourself, you know, because a lot of the time we grow up in this society where almost everything feels out of reach. Like we're being taught to settle over and over and over again, you know, no, it's too hard. You can't go after your dreams. You can't have your own business. You can't possibly have tons of money or travel the world before you're 50. Or, I mean, there are all of these things that are holding us back, you know, and we believe them because that's what we've been taught and that's what we've been told. But the reality is that those are just beliefs that other people have told us. And there are people out there living the life that we want. And we just have to remind ourselves that and take baby steps and just tell us every day, you know, I can have the life I want. Like, I'm in control. And you do that through these simple, believable phrases.
It's funny. One of my guest appearances was on a life coach podcast, and she basically asked me what was my holdback and everything, and so she wanted to have me open up about what my limiting beliefs were and everything, and it's funny and I admit that I couldn't figure this out writing this in a journal. And even though I've been like journaling for a long time, I like many journals. I guess I use this other journal called Penzu, but then their developer stopped supporting their app, and I don't believe in when apps break and they don't no longer support them. I was like, yeah, it's like if this thing was maybe last year. Around like November, and it's like, well, maybe they're coming back, but this thing hasn't been updated since 2017, and it's like, how did I miss that number?
For real.
And so she helped me figure it out. She figured out what my limiting beliefs were, and basically what I figured out when she was walking me through it was that I have a split personality, so to speak, is that I'm kind of like fighting with myself, sort of, if that makes any sense. And like I have like for myself, I kind of have like high standards, and I feel like I should be somewhere where like I see my friends or I see all these people online who's like, oh, and like, oh, look, I have my life in order, I'm getting married, I'm doing this, I'm taking a different path right now, I'm not focusing on that, I'm still in college. But my split personality is telling me, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, you have a website, whoopee-doo, you're still living at home with your parents, yeah, look, you're a big failure, you can't even support yourself. I was like, you're not even getting consistent income. I was like, what do you do all day? And I'm like seeing people on social media like, oh, these are people are getting billions of followers out of nowhere, and I get like a few each day. I don't feel like I'm posting enough. And she basically walked me through all that. And now I'm like saying, it's like, who cares what people think? And it's like, and I'm seeing better results when I don't post every single second of the day. Like I get more followers, I get more likes when I don't post a boatload of stuff. And it's like, I might post maybe once or twice, but do I really need a third post on this one platform? Probably not.
Right. Quality over quantity, for sure, you know, and that's totally normal. I think most of us have that like little person inside of us just nagging and saying, hey, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, blah, 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 you know, and you just have to learn how to make that person as small as possible, because I would say it doesn't go away, but you can learn how to overpower it, you know? And that's kind of the goal, is to make it so small that you can hardly hear the voice anymore. So, and it's a process.
It's kind of like, just keep saying, shut up, like, shut up to yourself, because that's what I do. And it's like, shut up, voice. And it's like, I don't want to hear you.
Yeah, and, exactly. You got to catch the thought and then rewrite it.
So before we wrap up, where can people find you? And do you have any last pieces of advice for people?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram at it's I am Carrie Lonnie, and that's really the best place to find me. So I do have a podcast that's launching soon. It's not up yet. I don't have a link for it. So the link in my bio is going to always be updated with my most recent offer. You know, I offer one-to-one services. I'm working on a group program. And so I would say anybody that feels really stuck in their circumstances, you know, take a look around and like really think about whether the life you're living is the life that you desire, or if it's the life that you're being told you should live. And then start making decisions based on the result of that, like, analysis, you know? Look around and, you know, if you want something totally different, figure out the path that's going to take you there and start taking baby steps towards it. You know, it's going to take time, but every single day is an opportunity to make one small step, and you'll get there sooner than you think if you start doing that consistently. And reach out, ask for help if you want it. Then you can really fast track it.
Same. I would love to be able to fast track a lot of things. Well, thanks for being on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Jimmy. I enjoyed it.
And let's definitely stay in touch. And before you go, after this podcast, I have some perhaps I can tell you about this this tool that can help you keep some of those links up to date. And for Instagram, they're very helpful. It was kind of one of my splurge moments. Whoops.
Right. I think we all have those as business owners.
Yeah. One too many for me. Guilty. Well, thanks again for being on Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. And I hope we can have you on as a guest again. Hopefully maybe next year.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Made with real fruit, real juice, and real energy.
Who's thirsty?